Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to Hometown Values here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Once again, we got Kyle here in the studio. Kyle, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How are we doing today?
I didn't grab a joke for us this morning.
That is okay.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought of that.
We're talking fraud. We don't want to talk about jokes.
That is a serious topic, right? All joking aside, we got a guest with us again this morning as well. I'll let you do the grand introduction, as always.
Yeah, monthly fraud alert with Brad Bartles, and he's going to go through some of the common things we see this time of year.
Brad, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome back to the program. Always enjoy having you on as a guest here talking about fraud. I mean, I remember last month's conversation, learned a lot. Going to learn a lot even more right now.
Yeah, last month we talked about fake charities looking for donations.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago we had Black Friday, and people are probably wrapping up their holiday shopping.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about bogus websites that have bogus deals or fake deals on
them. I see that oftentimes, right? Online, or I get emails oftentimes. Click here for the chance to buy this new iPod for a dollar or whatnot, right?
Exactly. I saw a stat the other day that 35% of all online shoppers last holiday season reported getting scammed by one of these bogus websites.
And here's the deal, right? I mean, like, what an unfortunate situation, especially if you think that you're buying one of these items for a gift, and all of a sudden you realize that you just got scammed out of that gift and scammed out of your money.
Really? So one in three.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. So was it you, Terry?
No, it wasn't me, man. I'll tell you that much. No, my wife does a shopping. Here. So let's ask my wife, right? Yeah,
there you go. Who's holding the cards?
Hey, I like to shop local, right? Yeah, you know, stay local here, folks. But so tell us a little bit more about what to look out for.
Yeah, you kind of touched on the big dead giveaway that I like to look for is if the deal is too good to be true. It probably is.
Mm.
You know, for signing up and putting your debit card information into a website, you're not going to get an iPhone 14 for free.
Right.
You're not getting that Louis Vuitton bag.
Right.
I'll tell you, I'll put my hand up. It was me out of the three of us. I got an ad on my Facebook page that advertised Hey Dude shoes. Love
yes.
my Hey Dudes.
Yes.
$15 a pair. What a deal.
Okay.
Got this close into the website and was like, wait a minute. Those are normally $60-$70 a pop.
Yeah.
They're not $15.
Right.
Stop what you're doing.
Right.
Took a look at the website I was on. Sketchy website URL. They were attempting to make it look like Hey Dude, but it was the Y was a 4, and it was all alphabet soup. So keeping an eye on that URL, make sure that the website is legit. Look for the lock on the URL bar.
Yes.
So the secure encryption that's on the website, if that lock isn't there or it's not HTTPS, not to get too IT with this, that means the website itself is not secure. It's not encrypted. Your data you're going to put in is not private.
Right. And here's the deal, right? You can make things look very, very good in an email, on a website. That's why these scammers are really good at what they do. You as a consumer have to look at all these small, minor details to really figure out, is this legit? Because again, generally speaking, these companies that are selling these products at prices like that are not going to drastically cut their prices just because it's the holiday season.
No, they know the product they have, right?
Yeah. Right.
Newness and demand will always drive the price up, not down. And the holiday season, you're not going to get that deal. Something is fishy there.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. And then the last telltale sign I had on there is, I call it, where's my receipt? You get through the whole process. You check out, put your number in there. You don't get an email. You don't get a receipt with your order confirmation number, estimated shipping date. The tough part about that, at that point, you've already checked out. Your information is in that website. They've got it. It's too late to stop the money at that point.
What do you do in that situation very quickly here? I mean, you have 30 seconds to answer that complicated question, but what do you do?
You call your friends at Shoreline, and we'll help get your account secure. Odds are we're going to end up closing that card to prevent future damages. We call that a learning lesson, and most cases we can't get your money back because you entered into it willingly and knowingly. We will try. Call us, and we'll make sure that there's no future damage.
Brad, good information for our listeners, a good reminder for everyone, right? We all think that we can't get scammed. We all think that it's not going to happen to me, well, one out of three, essentially, from statistics last year, shows that it could very well happen to you.
Yeah. And, Brad, buy your Hey Dudes at Schrader's. They've got them.
You know it.
All right.
Kyle, how do people connect with the team over at Shoreline Hometown Credit Union?
Any questions, get somebody in person, called 482-3700 or visit our website, shorelinecu.org.
And we'll talk to you guys next week here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values, hometown rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, hometown values, hometown rewards.